أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله والله هو الغني الحميد.
In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of a few more creations of His and how He allows the night to enter into the day. He allows the day then to enter into the night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the sun and the moon. Both Allah has subjugated them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow them to continue moving and running towards an appointed and a fixed time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the powerless, defenseless objects of worship of those who worship other things and who worship idols. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how people supplicate to them, make dua to them. They do not listen to the dua and they have absolutely no power to respond to the request. In the next ayah, ayah number 15 of Surah Fatir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses all of mankind, Muslims, non-Muslims, the entire creation. He says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, antumul fuqara, you are all fuqara, ila Allah, to Allah. Faqir is one who is destitute, who is in need, who is poor, who is a beggar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us over here that regardless of what people may think about you, and regardless of how you behave in front of others, and what level of independence you share from others, before Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you are all fuqara, you are all on one level, and that is, you are all poor, you are in need, you are absolutely nothing, and have nothing without Allah. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the oxygen that we breathe. How can a person claim he is in need or he is independent from Allah? For the oxygen, something so basic, we take up to 20,000 breaths every day, we inhale. For every single one of those breaths that we take in, and then also what we breathe out, for every movement that we make, for every tapping of the eyelid, for every movement of our fingers, the feeling that we have, the taste that our tongue has, the smell that Allah allows us, for every single thing we cannot do without Allah. At any moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take it away from us. And these are just a few bounties that are related to our physical self and our physical bodies. Over and above that, there are so many countless millions, trillions and billions of things that we have no control over, even though we may possess abundant wealth and have much provision. But without Allah, we are faqir. Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, antumul fuqara, you are all fuqara. You are all completely and fully in need of Allah. Wallahu huwa al-ghani. And Allah is al-ghani. The opposite of faqir is al-ghani. Al-ghani, the one who is absolutely independent, free of any need, no need whatsoever. And Allah is al-hamid. Allah is the praiseworthy. The praiseworthy. Iyasha. If Allah wishes, if Allah wants, yudhibukum. Allah can remove you. Allah can take you away very easily. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has removed communities. Allah has removed populations. Allah has removed nations that existed not too long ago, that existed through just some pandemic or through some illness or through some natural disaster or through some calamity, whatever it may be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن يَشَأْ. If Allah wants, yudhibukum, Allah can do away with you. Allah can remove you from that land on which you reside. We find people, different countries around the world. Once a certain region or a certain land was occupied by certain people, they never ever felt that they will be removed from that land. They never ever felt that they will be driven out of their homes, or that they'll have to abandon their businesses, and that they'll have to hand over their companies to others. Never ever did they ever think that way because of all that they had enjoyed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us in those countries and in those parts of the world that the very people who were workers in those companies overnight became the owners of those companies and took over those businesses and lived in the homes of the people whom they had worked as domestic workers and servants. So Allah says, إِنْ يَشَأْ. If Allah wants, يُدْهِبْ. Allah can remove you from your place, from your country, from your home, from whatever position you enjoy. يُدْهِبْكُمْ وَيَأْتِ بِخَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can then bring in place of you a new community, a new creation, a new people, a new generation. This is something that Allah can do. That's why we must never stop expressing our need before Allah. We must realize we belong in that category of fuqara. So long as we acknowledge and we believe and we behave in a way that suggests that we truly understand that we are fuqara before Allah and we need Allah all the time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of us. But the moment we want to show independence and we want to show a sense of self-sufficiency, that we are self-sufficient, that is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does away with the people, does away with the community, and replaces them with others who will consider him to be al-ghani, the independent, and consider themselves to be fuqara and in need of him. Allah says, وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. And for Allah to do that, to replace one people with another, one community with another, one position with another, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do that, Allah says, it is absolutely not difficult at all upon Allah to do that. May Allah ta'ala grant us